decision means an irrational motive for performing trivial or repetitive actions, even against your will. If anything, that is the kind of motive we should have when it comes to Jesus Christ. And even when it is not our will, we just have that compulsion to do things for Him. I want you to pray for yourself that the Lord will give you an obsession for Him, for His things, for His ways. That is healthy obsession when it comes to Christ, when it comes to the things of God. To run after Him, to follow after Him. That no man will need to chase me to follow Him. No man will need to chase me. No man will need to push me to serve Him. But in my waking moments, my sleeping moments, when I'm awake, when I'm sleeping, when I'm out and about, when I'm in the house, when I'm in the library, when I'm at work, that it will be all about Him. That it will be my drive, that He will drive me. My thoughts, my actions will be all about Him. Pray that God will give it that obsession for you. You know, the psalmist says, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. That we will long after the Lord. If we've ever been thirsty, as I'm really, really thirsty, we know what, you know, a drop of fluid can do. Saying this, we keep
stand up, so they will still see you. Okay, Toby is not around. Hello, he's not around. Ronke is around. Ronke. Ayomi Day is not around. Omideji Day is not around. Yemi. And Abby, praise the Lord. Ground us as believers, as workers, and God's vineyard. I pray that Christmas season. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. He's the reason for the season. One of the kids was telling me yesterday, I was like, you know, Santa Claus is not Christmas, you know, he's not about God, he's not a Christian thing. That, you know, originally Santa Claus, you know, was brought into Christianity. And I said, said to me, "Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son." This is in relation to Samson. He says, "You shall conceive and bear a son." 17. My apologies. 17. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name? That when your words have come to pass, we may honor you." And verse 18. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing that it is wonderful? Why do you ask my name, seeing that my name is wonderful?" You know, some Bible scholars actually say that the angel of the Lord here was actually the Lord, because he accepted an offering from another witch. Angels say that my name is wonderful. The falling of the words, the root words, yeah, both in Judges and Isaiah are the same words as in the wonderful name of Christ. His name is wonderful. Now, one commentator had this to say. He said, "His name is called wonderful because he came. And when he came, it was a wonder. It was a wonder, and he was a wonder." So he is wonderful. There was a wonder surrounding his name. Can I have five kids with their Bibles to come forward? You've got your Bible with you. Come forward. Quickly. Five. One. Two. Three. You've got your Bible with you. With your Bible. Three. Two more. You're going to open to Luke chapter 1. Okay. Children, where are your Bibles? So you have your Bible? Come out. So where you have your Bible? Come out. Okay, now I've got six. See, some are eager to come out now. Okay, so we open Luke chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 26. Luke chapter 1. You found it? Luke chapter 1. So Shemi is the one. The little lady that came out. The young lady that came out. Yes. So you're going to read verse 26 for us. Luke chapter 1, verse 26.
Having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Verse 29. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was.
Jesus.
I set the exam and they fail, so long as I taught them, I'll still get paid. So you see, it's so worse. This man for a whole year, not a single contract. He went back to God and cried. God, I said, you know, I'm gonna walk faithfully before you. I'm not gonna engage in bribery and all that. What is happening? And he went to the federal government.
storm. He's the one that calms the storm. That says, peace be still. As we read in Isaiah, part of his name is Prince of Peace. So he's able to speak peace to any aspect of your life, to any storm you might be facing. As Paul said to the Philippians, he said that